very powerful, a little bit astonishing, and definitely incomprehensible in the voice of Lassid Lavi, prophecy is that the time the Mashiach will come, we will tell the Eibusher, thank you Hashem for what? Kionafta, that you're angry with me, that you gave me all these Yisurim of Golas. Yoshev Abchos Nachmeni. Now your anger has ceased, and you have comforted me by bringing all the good. So there's a number of different explanations and pshat exactly what this means, but the basic explanation the Farshim say is that I'm thanking you that you will thank the Eibusher for going through the suffering of Golos, because we will realize that this was that through the Golos the sins were forgiven, and now we're able to have the Gula, the coming of Mashiach. There's a number of points here, there's a number of sikhs that everybody probably knows, but before we get to that, I just want to discuss a few things over here. The Gemara Masech Tanida brings this pasuk. The Gemara explains this pasuk with a mashal. The Gemara says there were two merchants that were going overseas to do business. They were waiting for the ship to do business. One guy was, as he's about to, on the road, almost getting to the ship, he gets a splinter in his foot. And he misses the ship, he misses the boat. And he starts, mecharef megadev, he starts cursing everyone and whatever, you know. He loses it, he's so upset that he missed the boat, he has this huge business deal that he's planning on making, and now it's all garnish. Anyway, a while later comes the bad news that the ship sunk. So he says, now he starts thanking the Eibusher, the Eibusher saved him by giving him the splinter. So he says, that's the taish. Oidcha Hashem kionafta bi. This guy thanked Eibusher that what he thought was just an aggravating event really was good for him. It saved his life. The similar medrash Samach Tzedek brings in Vayikra that when the tzaddikim will see lasad lavei the suffering of the Rishayim, they'll thank the Eibusher for giving them the suffering in this world like this, that they don't have to suffer in the world to come. They merit Elam Haba. Now, there's a few points here. One very powerful point that there is that we're not just saying that we're thanking the Eibusher, when Mashiach will come, say, yeah, we thank you that, now we had Golos and we appreciate that Golos took away our sin and now we're able to have the Gula. But the meaning of the Pasuk is is deeper than that. The meaning of the Pasuk is that we're going to realize that the only way, or let's put it this way, there's two ways of putting it, but the only way we're able to have such a geula is through the Yisurim that we went through. Or to put it the other way around, the geula will be so great and so blissful and such a great level of pleasure and bliss that we will, at that point, we will ourselves say that it was worth going through the whole geula just for this. I can't understand it now, but that's what we're promised is going to happen. So the Rebbe wrote this famous letter that the Rebbe wrote. He wrote unto the president of Israel why he's explaining to him why he can't. It's a very powerful letter for a few reasons. But he explains why he's not calling him a Nasi. In Israel, the title for the president was a Nasi. The Rebbe was very careful to use the title president. And the Rebbe says as a child, even before going to Cheder, he was thinking about the Gula's very important words. Or he was thinking about how great the Gula will be, that will be in such a way that it will atone for, and it will be worthwhile to have such a Gula. Yeah, he started viewing in his mind the picture, the future redemption will be in such a way that it will be worthwhile, that Yidden will say that Oidcha Hashem Kionachti, it was worthwhile going through all the Yisurim of Golos just to be able to reach this point. So and who's going to be on running the whole show? There'll be such a high Nasi, there'll be Mashiach himself, which will be directly under the Eibusher. So the Rebbe basically is implying that the state of Israel, no way could justify all the suffering the Jewish people. Nicht für dem am Yidden, am Yidden sich geschmacht in Golos, that they should have. I'm saying there's two points. The Rebbe was focusing on the Nasi, but it's implicit in the letter. The Rebbe is saying that the Gula, the Kvayochel, the Gula from the Nasi Yisrael, Nishtaf Dem, Abnidin Mois, Gat Ali Yisrael from God. This is what we weren't hoping for 2,000 years, by no stretch of the imagination. So therefore, obviously, that Mashiach, who's supposed to be the Nasi, is not going to use that term for the president. But it's a very powerful thing. And the part here is that whatever the beer is, but in other words, the point over here is that when we're going to thank Debesher for the Golos, that implies that the Gilui, the time of the revelations of the Gula will be so great that we will say that we will then understand and accept, Oitcha will thank Debesher for the Yisurim of Golos. We can't understand, no, but that's what we are told. In a similar vein, the Maral, beginning of Netzach, I didn't get a chance to look at it before I came. So at the beginning of Netzach Yisrael, he says that to understand how flaw of the Gula, how great the Gula will be, we could understand from the opposite extreme. He says there's no way to describe all the suffering Yidden went through in Golos. Right? The history of the Jewish people is impossible to put down on paper, all the suffering that collectively the Jewish people had throughout Golos. So he says, the same way the Yisurim of Golos was beyond description, beyond comprehension, this is a raya kvayochol to say. So in other words, that obviously the Gula, which comes as a result for the Golos, will also be beyond comprehension. It has to be equal balance. This is what we went through. This means that the Gula Gilulim have to be on a so much greater level. So this is a very powerful thought that when we realize, in other words, obviously doesn't justify Golos, but it gives us brings out the toiv of Gula that we will. The Rebbe said a number of times, when Mashiach will come, at that point will be niskabel by us. We'll understand it. We'll accept it, and we'll thank Debesh. Now it's not shy, but then we will thank Debesh. Now there's the word apichsidus. The word apichsidus is obviously based on the simple pshat, but chsidus obviously explains it according to chsidus. The Rebbe says this in Likutei Torah, Parshas Tzav. Madibra Maschu Sheish Yisrael Mitechol Matzis. There's the Maimonides on Kriyas Yamsuf and Kriyas Anor that is at the end of Parshas Tzav. Hein Nefiyotei El Anor. Those Maimonides that are learned usually in Shri Shal Pesach. Before that, there's a Maimon Sheish Yisrael Mitechol Matzis. The Rebbe also speaks a little bit about that. The Rebbe says a word over there. This pasuk in the beginning of Yeshayah, Kapitel Yud Beis. Right, and then the next pasuk everyone knows. We say we have Dola, Hinei Kol Shiyos Yevtach LeYevchad. Right, but before that, Kapitel Yudalef. What are the psukim that are directly leading up to this pasuk of Oitcha Hashem Ki Anafta? It's the psukim speaking about the splitting of the river when Mashiach will come, which I discussed Pesach time. So this explains that it speaks about that this refers to the great revelation that will happen. So that the Alt Rebbe explains when Mashiach will come, we'll see. That Oitcha Hashem Ki Anafta Bi, what caused the great revelations after the Yisurim of Golos? We will then camp. When, in other words, at this point, we don't have the great revelations yet. Maybe we have some type of taste in some very minute way, but when we will see the revelations, it will make sense to us that it was worth the Golos to have this. Now, Chassidus takes this point, obviously, there's a simple thing of Anafta as Golos, but Chassidus also explains the idea of Yiridu L'Tzeirach Aliyah, that what? That anaf to be also means is the avoda that a yid serves the Eibishter. It's not just the Yisurim of Golos itself. It also brings the great Ali, but it's the avoda dafka in the height of the Yisurim of Golos that brings out the highest level. So then we'll thank the Eibishter. Anaf to be not only applies to the actual Yisurim of Golos, but anaf to be applies to the avoda that's connected with anaf to be. Or more particularly, the avoid of tshuva, which is the avoid that comes from mitaycha halam, the avoid of erchoyzer. So this avoid is going to lead to the greatest. We're going to realize that it was the avoid that we served Abish in the hardest time. This is what brought about the greatest gulim of Mashiach. And this, the Rebbe brings a very powerful, practical idea for this. In Shmini Tavshin and Aleph, the Rebbe says a yid could say gulas bli gvul, right? It's unlimited. What am I? I'm very limited. I have very limited time, limited brain space, limited energy. How could I do something that will bring Mashiach? So the Rebbe says, no, this is what the Pasuk is telling us. It's dafka the avoid in the way of a nafta, avoid where a person is stuck and limited, and nevertheless he serves Debesha. This is what's going to bring the goal. That's the Oitcha Hashem Ki Anafta Bi. It's very powerful. So this is the way Chassidus explains the Pasuk, that we'll see then that Ki Anafta Bi, that it was the avoid that was done. There was the Yisurim of Golos and Avodah that was done in Golos that brings Mashiach. Okay, so these are basically, again, just to recap, these are basically the nekudas that the gula will be so great, we'll say Golos was worthwhile. We'll see how Dafka, the Yisurim of Golos, brought to the gula. That's Taish Eitcha Hashem Ki Naftabi. We'll realize that Dafka, through going through what, like the Rebbe, what I will speak maybe hopefully later, the Rebbe said that it doesn't make sense why we have to go through, why it has to be Yisurim to bring Mashiach. But obviously, if they did that, there must be a reason. Well, Mashiach will come to understand the reason. Now, yeah, fine. Again, I'm not saying that.
The reason is it,
had there been a reason, a Yid wouldn't be able to scream at Masay Metanemes. But there is a reason. The whole part is there is a reason, but we don't know it. So in order we should be able to scream at Masay. But the Seisa says yeah in that time.
But
until Mashiach comes, there's no way of understanding that. Right. Yeah. Okay. So now, just one more before we get to all those interesting. There's another point. It's very, very something. I this is like I mentioned before. This nevuah is incomprehensible now. And I told you before, makes some sense. And we'll realize how the yisurim were worth it. But then there's another word that Rebbe explains. There's really two ways of understanding pshat in this whole thing. We're thanking the Eibishter for yisurim of galus, right? So what does that mean? So let's go back to the story of the Gemara of the Seicher that's sitting there by you know, he's stuck, he lost his train, he missed his boat because he got a splinter stuck in his foot. The fact that he got the splinter, was that good? No. He didn't get any direct benefit. No one will say that he got the splinter in his foot, so through that, no. It was something, it in itself was negative. Just it led to something good, right? So that's similar to what the Rebbe speaks many times, that there's two levels of when we say Gamzul Teiva and Kama, Nachum Ish Gamzul Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva also said whatever the Eibishter does is for good. The story of Nachum Ish Gamzul that everyone knows, he took the chest of stone, of gold, diamonds, and whatever, and it was exchanged for earth. And he said this is also for the good. And first the king wanted to kill him, but then his advisor tells him that this earth, it might be the earth that Avraham Avinu used, that miraculously was turned into spears and swords, and he used it in an attack of work. So at that story, the fact that they exchanged the diamonds and the gold and the silver for earth, that was good, because like the Rebbe says, who knows if the Caesar in Rome would have even accepted the present of gold and diamonds that he was missing.
Turned out later was good.
Yeah, but what was good? What was good? The etzem thing that looked bad, the actual thing that looked bad, that itself turned good.
The way Nochum is Gamzu took it.
Good, but look at the story. But look at the story.
Didn't look like
yeah,
that.
But you see in this good at the time that the king was upset, only Nochem Ish Gamzu saw it that way. But what the point is that what type of and when the bad
the
was transformed
to
good,
is,
the reality. In other words, at the end of the day, after the story was over, everyone was able to see that what that wasn't just pshat, that the bad led to something good, but the bad itself was good. At the end of the day. Nochem Ish Gamzu saw it right away. We saw it later. The Maaseh Rabbi Akiva, and he stayed in the forest, and he had a candle and a donkey and a rooster, and then the lion
and
ate the donkey. And one second, and the cat ate up the rooster, and the wind lashed out the candle. The fact that he lost the candle, his donkey, and his rooster, that wasn't good. It led. It wasn't that itself. This led that the robbers didn't notice him. So in other words, there was like a person say, I lost the nickel, so I got $1 million. The fact that you lost the nickel, it wasn't an investment. You invested a nickel to get him in that. You lost the nickel. Through that, you got some, but that itself was something negative. So the Rebbe explains.
But he's pointing out, it's true.
The what?
It's the Nachmish Zoo, Derech, that's what it was.
Because
it's
a little different.
Fine, obviously it was a Derech, but what do you see? That, in other words, you see that in his Derech, with Pale Mamish, he saw it that way, but what? So what did he, through his Derech, what did he bring about? That Bepoil Mamish, Kol Ha'ilam Kula, was able to see that the thing turned out good.
He didn't see it bad. He tapped
good.
It. He
good. But did you see how the Yisurim were good?
Rav Chaim also didn't see it bad.
That's not the word. That's not the word. Rav Zusha from Ani Poli, you don't see how you see his Yisurim. Rotnish King Geld. You don't see how it's good. He doesn't see it as Yisurim. He's not sure that the Yisurim are Nishapach L'Tayv. There's no Yisurim here.
There's no Yisurim.
That's not what Nochem Ish Gamzu said. Nochem Ish Gamzu didn't say there's no Yisurim. Nochem Ish Gamzu said this happened, but this is for good. It's a totally different word. Anyway, b'chol leifin. So the Rebbe says in the word of Eitcha. Then, and so nishpalta nahars, there's a very fundamental thing, the person's life, that sometimes he goes through very painful episodes. And then he sees, I'm not getting into nachas, I'm saying in the person's life is a very practical thing. A person goes through painful episodes, and later he sees how eventually, because of whatever happened, later he gained very great, whatever it is, in any aspect of life. But that itself, would he ever say, oh, it was, well, like the Shidduch Rebbe said, right? He wouldn't have given any money in the world to go through the Yisurim he went through in prison. But once he got it, he wouldn't sell it for any money in the world. You understand? He wasn't, in other words, once you get it, you realize it leads to good things. But then there's something that it appeared to you that it was bad. And then it was niskala that B'chlau wasn't true, that it really was good. It's a much higher level. So Oid HaShem Ki Naftabi doesn't only mean until now we're saying that what that you're going to recognize that through the Yisurim of Golos, this itself led, in other words, it was taka painful, whatever, but no pain, no gain. Lafum Tzara Agra, through you see that through the pain you get the thing. But the Rebbe says much, the Rebbe says, emphasizes many times that what that's not the ultimate pshat of Oid HaShem Ki Naftabi. Then the Anafta itself, the fact, the negative thing itself will be turned to good. How can we understand that? I don't know. The Rebbe gives one mashal for one thing. He brings actually interesting mashal. The Rebbe discusses how we can understand on the Churban Beis Hamikdash. This Churban, the second Beis Hamikdash, was a good thing. Right? We all know the famous thing. The Rebbe said many times the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash was for what? For to bring the third Beis Hamikdash. But the Rebbe says a mashal. The Rebbe says that. So to take a Polish chas, to turn him into chabad, interesting mashal. Take a Polish chas, to turn him into chabad chasid, is harder than taking someone's bechaner chas and turning him into chabad chasid. Like a Polish chasid, he knows concepts of chasidus, but he has it in his way of understanding. So you have to take away one sort of one form, and you have to create another form. Someone that has no form, taking something raw that he never learned chasidus before, and shaping it to chasidus chabad is not as difficult as taking someone that already has a preconceived understanding of what these things mean, but he understands it in a totally different way. So the Rebbe says the second Beis Hamikdash had its seer, it had its surah. You know, it was a certain revelation of godliness that was in a certain way. The third Beis Hamikdash will be a totally different thing. So the only way you could have the third Beis Hamikdash is by destroying the second Beis Hamikdash. You have to take away whatever, that was one marshal, whatever. But now, in this thing, there's two Mishal Machsidus does give, even though I don't think it helps us understand the Gashmi so much, but there's two things Chassidus says. One thing Chassidus says, really it's a mocker in the words of the Maggid. He says, when a father slaps his son, and the son cries, it's more a deeper ava to the father than before he hit his son. Besides the fact that he hit his son, which we'll soon speak about, is also coming from love. But it's dafka, the love that comes after thus is even greater. Okay? But that is, again, it's a negative thing, but it leads to a greater ava. But then there's other thing the Maggid said, and that has been saying to always, in the Rishimus of the Samach Tzedek, when a father hits his son, there's a greater ava. I'm not allowed to speak about that today, but at least, hitting his son is abuse. When the father punishes his son, the punishment is even a deeper ava than when he gives his son, he does his son chesed. Why? Because the ava to a son that's revealed in a regular case, okay, a person loves his son, he helps him, he gives him. He has to punish his son. It's not something he would do so easily. It comes from a deeper connection, the father to the son. Elamai, what's the problem? The problem is the way it's revealed is revealed in a very negative way. But when the negative, when the levush, when the garment, when the shell is broken and able to, so to say, take away the external shell and you see what's in this punishment is the greatest ava that there could be. So this is the way the Samach Tzedek explains the pasuk, "Bafachti evlam l'sas," and I will transform their mourning into joy. It doesn't say that they won't stop mourning. Say the mourning, the evil, the negative thing will be transformed to joy because you'll see how in the evil was tachlis ha-chesed. So in other words, I don't know begashness how we could appreciate that. We'll see that a negative thing that happened, that itself was good. Again, as manas, I don't think we could appreciate that. I'll soon say something else. But beruchnis, we could understand that there's such a concept and something negative. So the levush is negative. The garment, the way the expression is negative. But what's hidden in that is something. So the Rebbe says, Rebbe spoke very powerfully about this point. I just finished off the Kitzin Nimritz. First of all, the Rebbe explained this. The Rebbe says the fact that the negative thing itself should be transformed to good, Rabbi uses a lashon that's bitul minhagei shelolam. That's a supernatural thing. The fact that you could appreciate, I mean, Rebbe doesn't say this, but I guess you could, the fact you could appreciate that the galus was worthwhile, the yisurim of galus, whatever. But the Rebbe says that the transformation, the negative thing itself to good, like zeinus naso kezachis, I don't have time to get into that. That's going to happen in the second period, because that shini minhagei shelolam, it's that the negative thing itself, we should look in positive light, is not something, I mean, I guess not something we could fully comprehend now also. The Rebbe spoke a few times a very strong sichas about the Zayid HaShem came after me. The Rebbe was speaking, Yishani Rabbi Memdal is the most famous, and the Rebbe was crying, that why does it have to be galus? The Rebbe says, we know that when Mashiach will come, we'll say Zayid HaShem came after me. So there must be a reason for galus. But the Rebbe doesn't want us to know the reason, because the Rebbe wants us to scream at Masay with the Nemes. And the Rebbe said even then, we're going to say, Oyd Hashem ki yonaftabi. It's not pshat that we're going to say that it didn't express itself in bad. We will still say yonaftabi that it was anger. Alamai, we'll see that it was good. But that, but then is another sikha, the Rebbe says, so we don't understand, yeah. The Rebbe says that there's another sikha. I saw the Rebbe went on a whole long thing about people asking him about the Holocaust, how could the Holocaust happen? And the Rebbe speaks how questioning the ways of the Eibush, in other words, like Avram, he also tied into the Eibush there. How could he do an injustice by destroying Stem? The Rebbe said that when the Eibush told him to take Avram to Yitzchak to the Akedah, he rushed, he did a besimcha. In other words, a person has a question, doesn't it have to affect this thing? So the Rebbe says, the Fidik Rebbe Befedish didn't want that we should justify the Holocaust. He wanted that we should mourn the Gula. You should mourn by the Eibush. And the Rebbe says, why? Because the Eibusha wants that. It's like tefillah. Why am I davening for something? The Eibusha wants it should be bad. It's bad. If he wants it should be good, he'll make it good himself. But the Eibusha wants you to show that he wants to see that you want it. So the Rebbe says that now we don't understand. You know, I don't know if the Rebbe says it clear. I think it's similar to Yishan Rab. But right now we don't understand why Golos is good, and we have to daven for it. But it doesn't mean that, you know, that when Mashiach will come, then. The Rebbe uses a sikh. He said, the Eibusha will ask the Yidin Mechila V'chipra Admas V'Amid. We moichal the Eibusha and will realize that it was good. There's one interesting Hayra that I saw. This is in the early years. The Rebbe was speaking about the Nigin Yej Ritzah Chlaps. I'll finish off with this. And the Rebbe said, the song of the Nigin Mittel Rebbe Chidim sang is that, you know, we'll get to the Kretschm and then it will be good. Yeah? So he says, when Mashiach will come, then there will be Oyd HaShem Kenafti. But even now, the Rebbe says, we could, by Yid knowing that the Etzem, everything the Eibusha does is good. And Oyd Ha, whenever something negative, of course you have to daven, the Rebbe wasn't justifying Galus. When something personal happens, negative to a person, you should, Oyd HaShem, you should accept that it's Chesed. That's Memaher, this is the Hachana, so to say, for the Oyd HaShem Kenafti, when Mashiach will come. That then will actually, when a person realizes that Eibusha, like the Altarev writes in Tanya, a person realizes that Be'emes is Chasadim HaMuchusim, that itself makes that it should come revealed. So by now in Golos, we talk, I can't understand, and with the Rebbe, we shouldn't justify Golos. When things happen, we should accept. It's Hoidah, you don't understand. And the idea is we should have a Gula Midas HaShleim to take it from me at Mamash.